So my name is Rachel Burbage. I'm actually the marketing and events coordinator down at the winery and the cidery itself. I am a semi-recent graduate from the winemaking program at Niagara College and also the marketing program. So kind of combine those two into working through cider and keep working in the industry.
What ciders are you sampling today?
So today we have three different styles of cider. We have the original Ironwood cider. It's 100% apple cider. We also have what's called the Trey Robles Oaked. It's a triple version of an oaked cider. So it's a little bit more of a toasty character, a little bit more complexity to it, a little higher alcohol as well. And then we also have a third one called the Cowabunga Cranberry. This is completely different. It's about 95% cranberry with 5% apple. Really tart and refreshing. Same thing, even a little higher alcohol than what you might normally expect in a cider.
Do you have any exciting new ciders you could share with us that are coming out?
Recently, the most exciting one has been the cranberry. We've only had it for maybe about 2 months. So that's one of our seasonals, and we're always constantly kind of rotating our seasonal styles. After the cranberry, we're actually going to be coming out with a hopped cider. So it'll be a wet hopping process, and we actually get the hops directly from our neighbor beside the winery. So once we actually get the hops, we'll probably be around mid-October to November. And that one's, we came out with it last year, and people loved it so much they just kind of hounded us for it. And we're going to bring that one back.
Keeping it nice and local. Excellent. Where do you find inspiration for your blends?
Well, a lot of the inspiration just for our ciders comes from trying to make bit of a half and half, making just traditional English styles of cider where they're going to be just very true to the flavor of the fruit itself. At the same time, being a little bit higher alcohol, but like I said, staying true to that English style where a lot of the ciders that they make just naturally have anywhere from 7, 8, 9% alcohol, sometimes up to what's considered like a scrumpy, which is a 10%. Other than that, our inspiration is really just trying to stay true to the actual flavor of the fruit that we're using. So we're not trying to go for something that's overly sugary or tastes like it's artificial. We're just trying to go for just a classic, simple recipe.
Where can fans purchase your ciders?
Well, the original cider is the only one that we currently have available in the LCBO. We're in about 135 to about 140 stores across Ontario in the LCBO. Other than that, the other ones, you can get them directly from us at the shop. We're just down in Niagara on the Lake, so we're nice. We're not too far. But Ironwood Cider, we actually specifically make them ourselves at our winery. It's called Sunnybrook Farm Winery. We're just, like I said, in Niagara Lake, Lakeshore Road and Four Mile Creek.
Excellent. And if people want to get more information about you, where to go?
You can go to www.ironwoodcider.ca.
Thanks so much. Good luck today. It looks like a crazy crowd.
Thanks so much.